The views and discussion expressed on this program are for general information only and do not necessarily represent those of the host of the program or that of Faith and Friends Radio, its staff and management. Discussion of specific points and general topics on this program are not meant to be taken as specific professional advice. Please check with your doctor on these issues.
Welcome to Your Holistic Health on Faith and Friends Radio. Your host is Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions. Stay tuned as we examine different aspects of holistic wellness. Here's your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum.
Hello and welcome to Your Holistic Health, coming to you from the studios of Faith and Friends Radio in Dayton, Ohio. This is your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, holistic clinical pharmacist of RX Integrative Solutions. On today's program, I'll be talking about current controversies with dietary supplements. Each week on Your Holistic Health, we present evidence-based practical tips on how to integrate body, mind, and spiritual principles into everyday living. We'll turn to Scripture to give us perspective on every discussion focused on wellness and prevention. Because we believe that God is a central part of the healing process. This week in the news is some very interesting information about organic foods. And I would ask you, when did you first buy organic foods? And if you haven't, maybe here's some more information that will turn your thoughts towards that. In the past decade, the organic industry has just blossomed. We know now that 78% of American families buy organic foods, and this raises the share of the total U.S. food sales to just over 4% a couple of years ago, so we still have a long way to go. Many of us know the benefits of buying organic. No harmful additives, no synthetic pesticides, no growth hormones. That's important. Plus, more nutrition value. But here's some more less obvious reasons to go organic. If you love the fruits and vegetables that are dependent upon bee pollination, such as avocados, blueberries, broccoli, cantaloupe, celery, cherries, cucumbers, and many more, hear this. The bees are dying off. In fact, more than a quarter of all U.S. hives have perished since 1990. That's a staggering statistic. Climate change, parasites, and habitat loss are all implicated in the alarming bees dying off syndrome. What can we do? Well, we have to make sure that we're reeling against pesticides and help those little critters come back. And once more, if you never thought that what we grow on the soil has an impact on what swims in the water, that's not true. Both ecosystems are inextricably linked. That's a hard word for me to say. Pesticides and herbicides commonly used for cotton, for corn, soybeans, and the orchards can deform fish backbones, and it turns out that they're harmful to aquatic plants. Please, once again, what a wonderful family decision. Go organic as much as you can and as much as your budget will afford. Tremendous health value for you and your family all year round. And now it's time when we would normally introduce our guest, and I'm instead going to turn the program over to my dear producer, Bill Nance, to interview me for a change on the topic of current controversies with regard to dietary supplements.
Well, thank you, Kathy, and good evening. Nice to be with you. Usually, I'm here listening intently when you talk with other people because you cover so many various topics and aspects of holistic health, and they're all so different, yet they all have an impact on your health. And so, to you, accolades on doing a wonderful job on this. I never knew so much could be said from so many sources and experts.
And I've never seen so many buttons pushed by such an expert as you, as well as Melody. So kudos right back at you.
Well, it's nice to learn a little bit about you because, as you said, you're the one usually talking with other people every week. First of all, this idea of non-traditional medicine, how did you get interested in it? You know, we're talking about vitamins, herbs, other dietary supplements for health and for healing. What got your interest in this?
Well, it was quite by accident. as many things in life are. I had the privilege of traveling to China in 2002 with a group of experts, professionals. So they were physicians, pharmacists, PhD biochemists who were involved at some level with the International Genome Project. And we all were in a group called People to People, which is an international foundation that has been around for many, many years. I'm sure our listeners will know about that group. We traveled to Chengdu and to Beijing for a two-week period and had the delight of sort of getting to know what it's like to have a barefoot doctor clinic experience in a rural area. And the big, highfalutin, government-sponsored hospital industry research model in Beijing to look at prescription meds, herbal meds, and how global solutions were carried out. And in that place and in that time, I discovered what we now know 10 or so years later, which is a blended model of healing involving much more than just traditional medicine. And I believe that's a wave of the future. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think so. So you've seen really an increase in the interest here in our country of dietary supplements.
Yes, and in a Chinese sense, there would be just raw herbs collected as teas and decocted or decanted or infused, if you will, just like teas are here in this country in a combination of herbs and ingested. Where here in the United States, we seem to have a bent towards pills, capsules, rather than potions and teas. The supplements here have just skyrocketed. Honestly, it's a category to me that has created the need to really have that professional review for side effects and interactions, just like we do with the medications.
Yeah. And what about that as a pharmacist, the concern that people would have for these kinds of supplements, something that would replace prescription medications? And even with a lot of those, Kathy, as you know, there are side effects which are possible, even sometimes probable. What about with these, and what are the safety concerns people have to look at?
I think in general, if we were to look at the category of supplements as we look at nutrition or whole foods, I wouldn't have a bit of problem with them. Why is that? Because Mother Nature is perfect. There is truly perfection in a plant leaf or a plant part. When you start drilling down to the chemical constituents and the combination of constituents and, if you will, the doses and the purity and everything therein. But what we've done, again, with all due respect, is put a huge marketing twist on this theme and created another drug-like category, even though they're regulated like foods. So the body reels against taking a constituent or one chemical and pushing the dose, if you will, up very, very high, like a prescription or over-the-counter drug. And the body says, I don't like that because it's upset the basket. It's not in the right combination. I'm not accustomed to that. So in time, generally speaking, with the supplements, we have side effects to contend with. And we're now seeing that in such things as vitamins, of all things.
Speak to the concern women have of osteoporosis. There's word out there that calcium could cause heart attacks. Would that be true?
Gosh almighty, it is. Can you believe it? There is a need to protect our bones all through life, whether we're men or women, so that's an important message. Most of the time we start worrying about this as women when we get to the perimenopausal stage of life. So calcium and vitamin D and other minerals are being touted for bone strength, and that's very, very well studied. But just as I mentioned a moment ago, we think somehow that more is better. And we've been taking calcium out of the bottle long enough now, it turns out, that we see we are taking too much, likely. Meaning it's moving from bones and teeth into the heart, into the coronary arteries. And in so doing, sort of causing more calcification or plaque and increasing a risk of an already sensitive heart perimenopausally, and in some women up to maybe not a huge percentage, but the risk goes up, causing that first heart attack. You know, I think about bones a lot because of all things, wouldn't you suspect that we would be more advanced in how we prevent and protect bones? Mm-hmm. It's almost inconceivable to me that we still don't have good medications that work for long periods of time. Certainly bone stressing exercise is the most important, but our bones are, you know, the foundation of our bodies. They are very necessary and very alive, very dynamic, and in fact, they remind me of Scripture. And I'm thinking about Ezekiel 37. This is a very familiar scripture to many of us. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. And he led me around and among them. And behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Then he said to me, Pray over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says Lord God to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. So it's important to get calcium out of your diet, mostly no more than 500 to 800 milligrams out of a bottle, and the rest should come from your nutrition, and you won't worry so much or have to worry so much about that issue with regard to a heart attack.
Yeah. What about vitamin D? What would be the appropriate dosage there?
Depends. It depends on why D is low. Gosh, I'm seeing doses all over the board, anywhere from 600 international units all the way up to 50,000 or more, not daily, certainly weekly, perhaps monthly. Vitamin D has been well studied in terms of bone health, and we will take a blood test to determine what the appropriate dose is for you. It's not the same for every one of us, but it's important to remember it's a fat-soluble vitamin. It can accumulate. Other fat solubles have done so and presented side effects. The Institute of Medicine would tell us, in general, a good starting point these days is between 600 and 800 international units a day. If your blood study comes back really low, you might get placed on one of these higher doses short term and then retest your blood and check and see if you still need that, or perhaps if your blood level comes back, you'll go down to that maintenance dose. But again, it's really important to hear the message. You need to work with a healthcare professional and not just choose a dose on your own.
Oh, Kathy, what about omega-3s? What does that do, and what would be the right dose there?
Well, omega-3s are anti-inflammatory fatty acids, and we typically in the U.S. diet don't get enough. If we did, they would likely be coming from oily fish, such as wild Pacific salmon or light canned tuna, or one of my favorites, sardines. I bet you didn't know that about me, did you?
No, I did not.
didn't have any before I came here tonight. As well as herring. Or they can come from fish oil capsules. When we buy omega-3, believe it or not, we're purchasing two active acids, and those are EPA and DHA. So when we look at the label, we have to go right to those two acids and say to ourselves, what is the total dose of those in the capsule or the liquid or whatever form we've purchased? Where it gets dicey is in determining, if I'm purchasing 1,000 milligram fish oil, or if you will, omega-3, and I only have 300 milligrams total of EPA or DHA, what's that other 700 milligrams made up of? And I would share with you, likely it's omega-6, which is more inflammatory. We have too much of in our diet, and you've just paid for some more. Thank you very much. So, to my mind, the right dose for prevention or general health, starting for most American adults, is going to be 500 milligrams of EPA and DHA, those active components of omega-3 in the fish oil capsule, or said another way, between 2 and 3 servings of oily fish a week. Now that varies for young children, and it also varies for pregnant women, and the reason for that is because of the mercury content. So again, sort of can't make a real broad reaching generalization, but a safe starting point, certainly matched up with the wishes of your physician, would likely be 500 milligrams of omega-3/EPA DHA.
Well, today on Your Holistic Health, the interviewer is being interviewed. That's Bill Nance here with Kathy Rosenbaum as we learn more about her and her take on some of the important issues of good health out there these days. We'll be back with more right after this. Your Holistic Health is brought to you by RX Integrative Solutions. Many Americans are taking prescription medications and wish they could find a way to take less. 42% of us have tried some type of complementary or holistic practice, including vitamins and other dietary supplements. Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions provides personalized consultations to review your prescription medications and dietary supplements and helps you find a simpler, back-to-basics way to health. She'll work in partnership with your primary care physician and will meet with you in person or by telephone or Skype if you're out of town. For more information or to sign up for a consultation, visit rxintegrativesolutions.com. That's rxintegrativesolutions.com. Back here in the studio, Bill Nance on this program with my guest, who is the general host on the program, Kathy Rosenbaum. Kathy, I've always wondered when I go out to buy vitamins, something of that nature, over the counter, do I have to buy the brand names, the well-known names you see advertised? Can you buy an off-brand? Is it okay to buy a store brand? Is there any difference? What do I do?
I think it's fine to do whatever you like, and that might run counter to many of the dietitians' philosophies that are out there, and I'll tell you why I feel the way I do. Basically, all classes, all comers of multiple vitamins are typically not that well absorbed from the body. So you can spend your money and your efforts looking for example, coral calcium or the most quote-unquote highly absorbed format of the multi, be it liquid or chewies, or gummies, I guess, which are really popular today, as opposed to the tablets. It's kind of hard to find capsules. People are worried about absorption. You know, unless you have a bowel disorder like inflammatory bowel disease, or you have had bariatric surgery or short gut syndrome or some other GI issues, or achlorhydria, meaning there's not enough acid in your stomach to dissolve the tablet, I don't worry so much about that because I'm always going to encourage people to eat whole foods. Really, that's what God intended for our bodies, and our bodies are temples of the Lord. We tend to sort of poo-poo the power in that message. Multiple vitamins supplant, or if you will, are just an insurance policy. So they're not the whole story to health and healing. Having said, I will watch the vitamin categories every time I repurchase, or you should as well, because you know what? The marketers are pretty clever. They reformat and reformulate their products constantly. So what you bought last month might look the same on the outside, might have the same labeling, but when you read the fine print, you may notice that there have been some changes in the combinations, the doses, or the list of ingredients. Want to stay away from herbs, from other ingredients besides your basic main vitamin panel and your nutrients. I have recommended many a house brand, CVS, Walgreens, even Costco, Sam's Club brands. On the other hand, I've recommended a lot of name brands that have sort of been in and out of vogue based on these reformulations. Again, it's buyer beware, and be sure that you're a really good label reader and you're getting just exactly what you want in that product.
Yeah, read the label and the fine print, too, if there is any. Let's talk for a moment about antioxidant supplements. Would these prevent chronic illnesses, and what would some examples be?
Some great examples are vitamin C, vitamin E, turmeric, coenzyme Q10, resveratrol, which is a component of red wine that's become very popular these days. Some of the juices, acai berry is an antioxidant, blueberries is a food that's an antioxidant, green tea contains antioxidants. We have probably, a whole host of sort of dietary supplements that are touted to prevent cancer, to lessen, aging effects, lower the risk of heart disease, just give us, general health. None of that's been proven, and it might come as a shock to us to know that, yes, there have been several studies that have looked at different combinations. I'm thinking of one in particular where they were studying zinc, selenium, vitamin C, beta carotene, which is another, and I believe CoQ10. I couldn't quote to you the doses that were in that study, but none of them had any impact whatsoever on those broad categories I just mentioned. So in general, no, they don't, as far as we know today, reduce the risk or, have a place in therapy, if you will, other than I always encourage people to eat more colorful fruits and vegetables for their antioxidant value. Now, let me tell you another study real quick, Bill. I bet we'll sort of get our listeners' ears and attention with regard to antioxidants. So Brown and his colleagues about 7 or 8 years ago looked at individuals who had coronary artery disease. So they had some plaque already in their arteries, and they also had high cholesterol, and that's how they got into the study. And the researchers broke the patients into 4 different groups. And the idea was they were trying to look at ways to lower that cholesterol and reverse, if possible, the effects of the atherosclerosis or the heart disease to lessen the risk of heart attack. So the first group only had prescription Zocor, which is a statin, and prescription doses of niacin, a B vitamin, but these were very high doses, like 1 to 2 grams, not what you would see in a multiple vitamin. So that was the first group, just prescription medications, if you will. Group 2 just had antioxidants, and they were the 5 I mentioned, zinc, selenium, CoQ, vitamin C, beta carotene. Group 3 was all of the above, group 1 and 2 combined, the prescriptions and the antioxidants. And group 4 was a sugar pill for comparison or control. What do you think happened in all those groups? Not to put you on the spot.
What?
In the first group, the cholesterol went down. Mm. The atherosclerotic plaque sort of regressed. Not a lot, but enough to say that they could mention that. In the second group, things got worse with all the antioxidants, which one would likely expect. In the fourth group, which was sugar pill, things got worse. Cholesterol went up, plaque got worse. But what is really significant in the Brown study is that third group. The antioxidants, and people would say, well, gee, these are just innocent vitamins. And the good things reversed the good effects of the prescription meds. They, too, caused the cholesterol to go up and the plaque to considerably worsen. What's the take-home message there? Most of us don't tell our doctors about those vitamins that we're taking. And the docs are making decisions on prescription drugs based on incomplete information, where we could probably keep the doses down. And, I've made that my career here to help people learn how to ask the right questions and be very transparent with regard to those antioxidants and other products.
Yeah. Kathy, you have a non-traditional practice that provides personalized wellness consultations. What would a typical session be like?
Well, there's a couple of different options. The abbreviated session is an hour of FaceTime one-on-one, and we sit down with our clients and we talk through a lot, medical history, prescription meds, dietary supplements, nutrition. And we try to put the story together in terms of health goals and realistic health goals. So we develop a toolkit that, based on the needs of the client, would be such things as managing the side effects from the prescription meds or getting off of them if possible, or alternate dosing to lower the doses so we are less likely to get side effects, or looking at supplement alternatives that are evidence-based, trying to stay off of the meds entirely, or just staying healthy. Those are very commonly asked questions and goals that are stated. The longer version of a consultation is typically an hour and a half with me FaceTime or telephone time or Skype time. And we talk about all of those things, plus ways to improve our sleep, exercise, emotional, social, environmental, and spiritual health and healing. And we create a longer toolkit, list of options. And in both of those consultation models, Bill, I then go back and write a written report as a reference. It's typically 4 to 5 pages long. The client can keep that, and they can also share it with their docs. And it's written in such a way that it's not sort of intrusive and still honors and encourages the physician as the gatekeeper and the one that's really in charge and coordinating. And he or she may choose to agree or not with what I've said, but it opens up discussions that wouldn't necessarily otherwise take place.
Let's invite the listeners to visit you via your website. What is that?
Online, it's the name of the company, RX, just like prescription, RX, integrativesolutions.com, and that's all one word.
RXintegrativesolutions.com. Well, Kathy, it's been a pleasure to get to know more about you and what you do and your expertise, and it's so nice to have somebody doing this kind of a program who knows what they're talking about, because you do. And like I said at the top of the program, so many areas that you've covered, and they are all so very, very interesting. And you cover all of these from a Christian perspective. And of course, we appreciate that as well. And just looking at our health today, I'm sure you would agree that we can do so much to take care of ourselves, what might be called preventive medicine. It's a balanced life, probably, with eating well. Doesn't mean you can't have that occasional ice cream or cake or candy, but eating well, exercise, having downtime to relax, and of course that spiritual part of it too, knowing that God provides you with good health, and when he does, give thanks for it.
I agree 100,000%, and it's always in giving glory to him, amazing to me week after week how parallel scripture is following along the track of what I guess medicine and healing and the healers around the globe are trying to share with us and with our listeners, certainly on this show. We truly have the foundation right there in the Bible, and all we have to do is just open it and drink it in.
Absolutely. Well, just about out of time, so as usual, Kathy, I'll let you wrap it up today.
Thank you so much, Bill, and thanks for your time today, helping us turn the tables, turn the microphone around, and do a little bit different on your holistic health. We're going to wrap up our show with the quote of the week, and tonight it's from Golda Meir, and I quote, "Trust yourself. Create the kind of self that you will be happy to live with all your life. Make the most of yourself by fanning the tiny inner sparks of possibility into flames of achievement," end quote. Once again, I would like to thank producer Bill Nance for being the mini host or the maxi host and helping us get through a topic, current controversies with regard to dietary supplements tonight. It was really fun. Thank you so much for making that happen. This is your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions. You are invited to my website once again online at rxintegrativesolutions.com for a library of free health-related articles that I've written just for you. And please tune in again next week at this very same time to listen to the next edition of Your Holistic Health. You are loved. Blessings and good night.
The views and discussion expressed on this program are for general information only and do not necessarily represent those of the host of the program or that of Faith and Friends Radio, its staff, and management. Please contact your healthcare provider for specific professional advice on these topics.
Thank you for being a part of our discussion today. Please join Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum each Friday, 6 p.m., on Faith and Friends Radio for your holistic health.